Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
During many wars, including world wars, there are clever, secret codes used to conceal a powerful message intended for an ally. Espionage and undercover work quite literally help nations advance and win wars. The powerful message is coded for transmission. Eventually, it's decoded or translated into its true meaning. Essentially, this is the method used to deceive those who shouldn't receive the information, as well as make it plain and simple for the receiver once it's decoded. Powerful messages are cleverly put together. First, it helps to consider that secret codes always follow a specific pattern. First, establish an effective code. Then, transmit the code to the right recipient. Next, decode the intended message. And finally, apply the powerful message to the critical situation. Pictures often provide powerful information, much like a code. Consider an image in your mind. It doesn't need any words when used. However, when a receiver decodes what the picture communicates to them, it can be profound. Interestingly, profound messages are easier to remember. In fact, because a message can be encrypted or hidden in a surrounding content, it's even more enticing and interesting to the receiver. Powerful messages fill our lives. Often we don't recognize, transmit, or decode them. Nevertheless, they are present. Additionally, many of these messages are critical. Essentially, they can enable us to gain progress each day. There is a powerful message in the 17th chapter of John. In fact, it's a prayer of Jesus. Interestingly, if you've chosen to follow Jesus, this prayer is for you. In fact, you are quite literally mentioned in Jesus' prayer as he nears the end of his life on earth. So now let's explore Jesus' fascinating prayer. Well, first he frames his prayer. Strategically, this prayer is in a kind of code. Point by point, it's like a word picture message. Interestingly, it's well thought and well presented. In essence, Christ's prayer is intended for your inner spirit, for your personal life, for community interactions, and for career endeavors. So in this next section, let's look at some basic points of his prayer. Then we'll decode what Jesus is saying. Finally, we'll consider what the message means for you. Why? Because this prayer is for you. Alrighty, the points of Jesus' prayer. Incredibly, his powerful prayer reaches forward into your daily life. The first point, glorify my life, Father. Jesus says, show others that my life represents God and his purposes. This is a commitment your life can adopt. You can glorify God as well. Next point, all authority is given to me by God. Here, Jesus acknowledges he's commissioned with authority from God. Incidentally, Jesus passes that baton to you. And additionally, he commissions you to live with God's authority. The next point, you, O God, are eternal life. Remarkably, the key point about eternal life is this: know God, get eternal life. Jesus makes this striking announcement. Conclusively, if you've accepted Jesus, you can know God. Plus, you are guaranteed you'll live forever. And furthermore, eternal life begins now as you know God. Next point, I gave my disciples your words. Here Jesus decodes God's words to people, often through parables and life pictures. Every word, action, service, and miracle is proof of the transmitted code. Subsequently, it's up to you to receive the transmitted, decoded words of God. Do this by spending time in God's Word each day. Talk to God, listen to Him, trust Him, and obey His words. Okay, the next point. Let them know you as I know you. Jesus asks God to let believers have intimate relationship with Father in a similar way He has. This is incredible. So you can know God. You are special to Him. Come close to God in your heart. The next point He makes is protect them. Simply put, Jesus asks Father to protect you from the enemy's deceit, lies, and crafty maneuvers. Stay inside this protection. Don't listen to lies. Equally, stay away from whatever doesn't please God. Choose safety. Moving on, next point. Help them realize their purpose, like I know mine. Here Jesus is saying He knows His purpose, but He also knows that you have purpose. After all, Jesus created you with purpose. Even through the daily grind and often drudgery of life, you can engage meaningful purpose. Do what God puts in front of you. Do it with joy. Additionally, relax in His love and acceptance. The next point, set them apart for holiness. Subtly, God's coded message is revealed in this statement of Jesus' prayer. He wants the very best life possible for you. Consequently, this means a holy life. Holy means set apart, upright. You are included in the encrypted code for holiness. Jesus will empower you to live close to Him. Forgiven, fresh new start, hope. However, this means you must carefully think, speak, and act in ways that please God. The next point is keep them united. Incidentally, this is a request for unity in the body of Christ. Additionally, Jesus wants you united with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Match all your responses with God's grace. Trust and obey Him in details. Then you'll be united with God. Further, pursue being at peace with other Jesus followers. Finally, align with God's purposes. Another point, may they live in our glory. Well, here Jesus asks Father to enable His followers to live in God's glory. It's a simple ask with a profound meaning. So how do you live in God's glory? Jesus decodes and transmits the example through His life. So study His life. Embrace His message. Then apply it in practical ways through your conduct. It's simple, yet significant. And then the final point of this prayer in this fantastic chapter 17 of John is this. May they live in our love. How gracious. Without doubt, Jesus knows He's loved by Father. And now He includes you in this love. An incredible decoded message. So respond to this tight-knit fellowship with God. Say yes to His friendship. Be His child with joy and gratitude. Interestingly, Jesus' powerful message covers at least 11 points. Let's look at those points right now. First of all, the coded message is believable. Second, God's authority releases it into the world. Third, remarkably, it guarantees eternal life to whoever responds. Number four, the decoded message is transmitted by Jesus for you. Five, unthinkably, you can know God personally, intimately, continually as a friend. Number six, you are protected. Seven, you can reconnect with your original design and purpose. Eight, wondrously, you are set apart for holiness. Number nine, God designed unity between His people and with Himself. Number 10, God covers your life, your mind, soul, and purpose with a force field of His glory. And 11, you have a powerful message to decode every day. Enjoy friendship with God as you reach out to others. Jesus invites you into His own relationship with Father. Subsequently, this means doing daily life with Him. It's having the friend you've always longed for. Well, decoded messages boil down in this chapter and in Jesus' prayer, boils down to one word, love. Remarkably, God's love is the powerful coded message of Christ's life purpose. God communicates His love for you. It may seem coded, even shrouded some days. Nevertheless, Jesus decodes and then transmits God's love for you through His life and through Scripture. Incidentally, God wants you to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and equally to love your neighbor as yourself, from Luke 10, verse 27. It's interesting. You can't love God or others effectively if you don't love yourself correctly. So, what does this mean? Well, think with me. First, if you love yourself correctly, you are healthy. Plus, you'll agree God is the best thing for you. Make Him your first, most, and best. And look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face. That's from Psalm 105, verse 4. So that's the first thing, that if you love yourself correctly, you're more healthy. The second thing is if you love yourself correctly, you'll love others better. Only God loves perfectly. Nevertheless, if you follow Jesus' example and love each other out of your love for God, you become perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Check out Matthew 5, verse 48. What's our conclusion here? Well, life is a kind of war, even in peace times. God has critical coded messages for your life. Notably, you are created with purpose for these war times. Jesus mentions you throughout His prayer. Additionally, His decoded message is both powerful and practical. Subsequently, He wants you to apply His secret code each day. Interestingly, as you apply Jesus' decoded messages in your life, you experience joy and peace. Equally, you gain hope. And potentially, your life becomes a picture of God's love as you follow Jesus' example. Additionally, you solve problems more effectively and conquer unhealthy patterns. With courage, you launch into an unknown future and victory. Let's look at some application thoughts and questions over this content. Number one, are you responding each day to decode the invitation to live in God's love? Number two, have you translated His love into your troubles? Three, Have you decoded His love into your loneliness? 4. Further, do you enjoy God's love when you feel sad or disappointed? 5. Do you love Him back with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? 6. When you are confused, do you turn to God because you believe He wants to help you? 7. Why not do your part in this war? Start to decode and transmit God's powerful message to others who desperately need Him in this world filled with conflict. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune into our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.